The damage from Hurricane Beryl, the earliest storm like it in 100 years, highlights concerns about climate change, especially on vulnerable island nations. Beryl is currently headed toward Texas after devastating the Grenadines and Jamaica. As storms like these have grown stronger and more common, they raise new threats for island nations, not just to infrastructure, but also to artifacts and documents that help define cultures. Ali Rogan is back with this report on two island nations in the Atlantic and Pacific taking steps to preserve their threatened histories for future generations.
Aloha and warm Pacific greetings from Tuvalu.
In 2022, Tuvalu's foreign affairs minister addressed the COP27 climate conference from the sandy beaches of his tiny island nation. At least, that's what it looks like at first. But then the camera zooms out for an eerie revelation.
Our digital nation will provide an online presence that can replace our physical presence and allow us to continue to function as a state.
He was not on the island itself, but rather a copy that only exists in the virtual world, a preview of what he said might soon be the only remaining version of his country.
We are here talking about the worst-case scenario when Tuvalu is no longer exists.
Dr. Tapuga Falefu is the ambassador and permanent representative of Tuvalu to the United Nations. He says that worst-case scenario is an increasing reality for his country and its culture.
Tuvalu within this century will be engulfed by the ocean, will be submerged. And so how can we maintain our statehood? How can we preserve our cultural heritage, our identity?
Tuvalu's Future Now project is intended to not just preserve the past, but to protect the country's future, making sure its nearly 12,000 people can still claim citizenship and have access to government services, even if the physical country no longer exists. So far, 26 countries have recognized the so-called digital statehood. Tuvalu isn't alone. Other island nations are taking on similar projects, even if they aren't at immediate risk of disappearance.
We have a responsibility to safeguard our collections, our island's history, our cultural history. It's becoming more important than ever.
On the island of Aruba, Peter Scholling is digitizing the National Library.
How does climate change factor into the decision to take on this project?
We've started digitizing not specifically because of imminent danger, but with temperatures also rising, that might be a bigger factor in the future.
Aruba is not at risk of imminent disappearance, but past natural disasters underscore the need to protect fragile documents and objects. The database is filled with maps from Aruba's colonial past, 3D artifacts, television shows, and documents describing its history and culture.
Tawata e Grupo UTC.
Countries that are vulnerable to climate change are becoming keenly aware that the physical objects that are in their libraries and archives and museums are vulnerable to the effects of extreme weather, extreme heat.
Journalist Kate Nibbs has written about Aruba's digitization project for Wired magazine.
A book that was printed 500 years ago is not going to be in the same condition 500 years from now. So I just think this is a moment where a lot of different institutions are realizing that getting a digital backup is a smart thing to do.
An ancillary benefit to these digital backups? Easier access worldwide.
I wish I was younger, 10 years younger, 20 years younger, because there still is a lot of research to be done.
Adi Martis is an Aruban-born historian and author who lives in the Netherlands. He frequently searches Aruba's digital archive while doing research on Aruba's history, the first draft of which was controlled mainly by colonizers.
Recently, the history was written with a European vision, Eurocentric vision. I'm interested in how people live and the common people and what they ate, how the food came to Aruba, how they work, how much they earn. I'm interested in other things than the European historians who came and wrote about our history.
Using Aruba's archive, he's been able to tell the stories of enslaved people and even reunite some of their living relatives.
You can find a lot of information when the slave was born, when they sold him or her to someone else, when they moved to another country or the same country, when maybe died. You can even generate family trees.
Aruba is working with the Internet Archive, a U.S.-based nonprofit focused on providing free access to information online and the home of the popular Wayback Machine.
The Internet Archive's overarching goal is just to digitize the entire world. I guess it's similar to Wikipedia in how you can end up going down rabbit holes and learning a bunch of information that you never anticipated or never thought you would be interested in learning.
These virtual archives serve as a rich trove for curious researchers, but at their core, they are a response to an existential threat and an international distress signal.
The pace through which we are going through the impact of climate change and especially sea level rise is something that is very alarming, and that we can only ask the international community to please pick up speed on how best we can address this.
Bringing more awareness to their countries through the digital world, even as their physical one is disappearing. For PBS News Weekend, I'm Allie Rogan.
We have significant coverage of cultures at risk. That includes a look at the collaboration between the U.S. Army and the Smithsonian Institution to minimize damage to art and historic sites during wartime. For more, visit our website, pbs.org/newshour.